The man at the circus is supposed to be the strongest ever. Is he really stronger than God, though?
No one is stronger than God, even if they can break bricks with their bare hands. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach and I'm glad that you're tuned in. It's fun to go to the circus and see the strong man lift huge weights or bend steel bars. He certainly has a lot of physical strength, but that doesn't compare to God's strength. Not only can God bend steel bars, he's the one who created the coal and iron that steel is made from. God doesn't just lift huge weights. No, he sets the mountains in their places and puts all the water in the oceans. God has done many incredibly powerful things, that's for sure. Let's learn more about it in our story. It's called Stronger Than the Strongest Man. Wow! Braxton's eyes went wide as he watched the circus performance. The poster said that the man he was watching was the strongest man in the world. He didn't know if that was true, but the guy sure was strong. Think you could do that? His dad grinned over at him as the man started to break bricks with his hand. Braxton shook his head. There was no way he would ever be that strong. It would be fun if he could be, though. In church the next morning, Braxton and his family sang about how great and mighty their God was. Braxton couldn't help but think of the man from the circus while singing. God, are you really mighty like that? Are you really that powerful? He smiled at the thought. After church, he decided to ask his dad about it. Is God stronger than the strongest man? Braxton asked, looking across the living room at his dad. Is he what? Dad picked up the TV remote and muted the volume on the football game he was watching. Is God stronger than that man we saw at the circus? Braxton asked. Like, really? Yes, Dad said. He seemed surprised that Braxton was even asking the question. He has done so many powerful things. Like making the world? Braxton asked. Dad nodded. And flooding the world and drying it back up again. Putting a rainbow in the sky, bringing the sun up into the sky every day, creating animals, people, the universe, everything there is. And saving all those who trust in Jesus. Braxton's mom stepped into the room. That is one of the most mighty things God has done. Dad nodded. Sending his son Jesus down to earth as a human to die for our sins and then raising him back to life? Yeah, that was a powerful thing to do. We serve a strong God, Brax, a very strong God. He's stronger than anyone? Braxton asked. Even the man at the circus? His dad smiled. Even the man at the circus. He flexed a muscle. And even me. So how about you? Did you know God is stronger than anyone you might meet on earth? He is a great and powerful God who holds the whole world in his hands. Nothing is too hard for him, not even saving us from sin and death. He can handle anything and you can trust him to help you with all your problems. Doesn't it make you feel good knowing you have such a strong God looking out for you? Our key verse is Jeremiah 32:17.
Ah, Sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you.
And our key thought, God is strong. Supercharge your relationship with God by joining the Keys for Kids Radio Superhero Club with a donation of $5 or more a month. And to thank you for your support, we'll send you an email every month with a variety of fun downloads. So power up with God each month at keysforkids.net/superhero. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.